Still looking for the motive. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Police in Raleigh, North Carolina say they've not yet determined why a teenaged gunman opened fire on several people Thursday evening.
He's a 15-year-old boy. That's according to authorities and police here in Raleigh. Police say the shooter killed at least five people ranging from 16 years old to 52 years old, including a 29-year-old off-duty police officer named Gabriel Torres. He was on his way to work, they say. Police say the suspect is in critical condition.
Fox's Rich Edson, the prosecutor, says the boy will be tried as an adult if he survives. The suspect's 16-year-old brother is reportedly one of the victims. Police in Southern California reporting a mass casualty incident in Pomona where a car crashed into a roadside food stand Friday night, killing at least one person, injuring eight others. The driver arrested after trying to run from the scene. Consumer spending in September, unchanged from August. Economists had thought there'd be an uptick, many blaming rising prices. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen telling the annual meeting of the International Monetary Fund on Friday, many of the reasons come from beyond the country's borders.
Many of these challenges stem from Russia's terrible war in Ukraine and the continued recovery from the pandemic. Inflation is elevated in many countries. Growth is slowing globally.
Critics blame the Biden administration's spending, including the COVID-19 relief packages. Air raid sirens were reported to be sounding all across Ukraine early Saturday. There have been several Russian airstrikes across the country since last weekend's explosion on a bridge linking Russia to Crimea. SpaceX has deployed 13 communication satellites into Earth orbit in the last few hours, carrying them into space aboard a Falcon 9 rocket that blasted off from Cape Canaveral early this morning. The satellites will serve Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
The midterm election's just over 3 weeks away. New polling showing movement in some key races.
The Fox News power rankings still have the Senate with four toss-up races, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Georgia. But the rankings have shifted a bit in the House, where there are 31 toss-up seats. Ohio's 9th district, for example, has been moved from toss-up to lean Democrat, where Republican J.R. Majewski lost support over his claims about his military record. Michigan District 3 was moved as well from toss-up to lean Democrat, where the Trump-backed John Gibbs is the Republican candidate. But Texas 34 has been moved from lean D to toss-up, where Republican Mexican-born Myra Flores is the incumbent. And Rhode Island's 2nd District is now moving from lean Democrat to toss-up, where Republican Alan Fung has been surging in the polls. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
There are now 28 people confirmed dead in a coal mine explosion in northern Turkey, 11 other miners hospitalized. Rescue teams are trying to reach 15 miners reported trapped. 58 others have been rescued. Your Amazon delivery orders may be a bit more expensive beginning today.
Amazon today will implement its holiday time peak fee on third-party sellers. The e-commerce giant will tack on an extra 35 cents per item to things sold by outside retailers who use Amazon's fulfillment services. The charge is actually to the retailer, which could in turn cause them to raise prices consumers pay. The fee is to cover what Amazon says is its increased cost in fuel and labor during holiday time. They previously absorbed this cost. The fee will remain in place through mid-January. Eben Brown, Fox News.
In baseball, the Padres beat the Dodgers 2-1 Friday night. The Phillies smashed the Braves 9-1. San Diego and Philadelphia now leading their NL Division Series 2-1. In 10 innings, the Cleveland Guardians beat the New York Yankees 4-2 to tie that AL Division Series at a game apiece. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.